I'm Dr. Rosari Griffin, and this is an interview with Michael Van Beck, who is a member of the Baha'i Faith community, and we will be speaking about the topic of the Baha'i Faith. Hello, Michael. You're welcome. Very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Michael, you are a member of the Baha'i Faith community. What does that mean?
Well, I've been a Baha'i for about 3 years. Well, what does it mean to me?
I guess so. Sorry, I should have been more specific.
No, of course. Baha'is are working very hard to try and build a world, a better world, a world of unity. We believe, for example, one of the quotations from the Baha'i writings is, "The earth is but one country and mankind its citizens." And I really believe in that, you know.
Okay.
You can see it very clearly at the moment with this coronavirus, which shows no boundaries or no borders. The world really is essentially like that. There are no borders and no boundaries except man-made.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we go any further into the Baha'i Faith, tell us a little bit about Michael Van Beck. We were discussing your name earlier, and it sounds a little bit Dutch. Where are we right?
No. It would have originated in Belgium.
Okay.
My ancestors, my great-great-grandfather came to Ireland as hairdressers.
Very useful.
Yes. And the name was much longer than that, and they shortened it to Van Beck. So they would have come from the Belgian-French border.
Very good.
And I live in Donegal, and I'm still in the hair and beauty business.
Wonderful. And I was I'm smiling because it's the one thing everybody wanted after this COVID-19. Everybody was it was like gold dust to try and get an appointment. Much sought after. Now, tell us, so you're a member of the Baha'i Faith community. What does this mean?
Well, there are Baha'is throughout the whole of Ireland, north, south, east and west, in almost every single county and actually in every territory and country on the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us are really working to the one aim of trying to establish unity and also to build a better world for everybody, not just for ourselves. You know, as Baha'is, we believe in progressive revelation. So a very quick explanation for that is that, for example, I have three children going to school just outside Letterkenny. And, you know, they start off in junior infants, then they go into first class, second class, and so on. So.
Mm-hmm.
As Baha'is, we believe that God has sent messengers over the millennium to mankind to help bring him forward. So, for example, Christ would have come to a year, you know, in the year, 2,000 years ago, to a completely different world to this, where there was no, you know, USA. We didn't know anything about, you know, they didn't know anything about America or China or India or any country. So we came to a much smaller, but now the founder of the Baha'i Faith, Baha'u'llah, is bringing a new message for today's time, for the world that we're in. And, you know, and successively God has sent messengers. So there was Moses, Abraham, Jesus, Muhammad, Zoroaster, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest, as a Baha'i, we believe, has been the founder of the Baha'i Faith, Baha'u'llah.
Okay.
We're not taking away anything at all from any of the previous messengers of God. So we don't disassociate ourselves, as it were, from Christ or from Muhammad. All those principles, thou shalt not kill, etc., etc., still carry forward.
Okay, and again, like all those major religions, its center is in Israel, Jerusalem, is that right?
No, the Baha'i Center, the Baha'i World Center is actually on Mount Carmel in Haifa.
Oh, in Haifa, okay.
Of Jerusalem, in Israel.
Mm-hmm. It's still in Israel.
It is in Israel, in Haifa.
In Haifa, I see. Something about Israel being the centre of a lot of main religions. Something rather special and unusual, isn't it, that they all find their headquarters in that country?
Yeah, Baha'u'llah himself was actually Persian. From what was Persia is now Iran.
Mm-hmm.
He was, over many years, moved, you know, he was imprisoned and then moved from country to country and put in prison. So he ended up his years in Acca on the coast just south of Haifa.
Right.
And he spent the rest of his days in prison there. And towards the very end of his life, he was released.
I see. And did he write his beliefs down? And is that how they carried forward and the religion sort of grew from there?
Yes. Well, he had a huge number of followers in Iran, Persia at the time, which is why the authorities moved him out. And he had to go to Baghdad and Constantinople, and his followers from around the world followed him and kept in touch. And he wrote extensively, giving guidelines really for mankind going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's another little line, if I may trouble you. For example, he wrote, "The betterment of the world can be accomplished through pure and goodly deeds, through commendable and seemly conduct." In other words, telling mankind, if we're all nice to each other, you know, we'll get on a lot better.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yes, and I guess that teaching is quite universal in the sense that it would crop up in different religions in different formats, but, you know, different translations of the same instruction.
Yeah.
And how big is the Baha'i community in Ireland?
I wouldn't have an exact figure. I'm not a spokesperson. I'm just a regular Baha'i. But I think the numbers are in the, you know, 400 to 500. I could be wrong. But in the world, globally, there are around 7.5 million Baha'is.
Okay. Now, you're concerned in particular about the persecution of the Baha'i community in Iran, formerly Persia, like you mentioned. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, Baha'is have been persecuted for many years in Iran since the new regime took over. Baha'is have been continually persecuted, but what's really alarming is that it's increased considerably since the coronavirus. So in a sense, the world has taken its eye off mm-hmm. all of these internal affairs that are going on in different countries and is concentrating. And so the authorities have started re-enacting and re-persecuting the Baha'is in very many ways. So, for example, students aren't allowed to go to university to receive a degree. People who have businesses get them shut down and taken off them.
Why is this? Why is there such a fear of the Baha'i religion or community?
Well, you know, because I suppose we're bringing a new message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the authorities in Iran aren't happy with
it. Okay.
Essentially. And they're persecuting the Baha'is and have been for many years now. For example, there's an elderly gentleman has been arrested and imprisoned, and there's great concern about this man because of the coronavirus and what it may do to his health. He hasn't been arrested or charged with anything except with being a Baha'i.
Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a contravention of his human rights at the very least.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another couple who have a young daughter who has cancer and they need to be at home to take care of her, but they have also been imprisoned and are obviously extremely concerned about her welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just two of many, many, many examples.
Yes.
And we've asked our local and national politicians throughout Ireland, and the Irish government have been extremely supportive of the Baha'i community and constantly raise this issue with the UN and through other means of contact with the Iranian government and ask them to desist from this heinous type of behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
Michael McGrath and some of the local Cork TDs and, you know, TDs throughout Ireland have made representation on behalf of the Baha'i faith to try and have this stopped.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, during COVID, how did you meet as a Baha'i community? Did you do you have services or do you resort to Zooming or how does it work?
Well, Zoom has been a revelation.
Yes, I think for a lot of people.
Yes, and everybody's got into the habit of Zoom. I mean, obviously we have to adhere to the proper guidelines and stick to them very carefully and succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
But so Zoom has been our method now. Obviously, things are slightly more relaxed and people can meet in very small little groups, but we actually try and avoid that at the moment until such time as we have a better health situation.
Yes.
And we have devotionals where we have some prayers for people. It doesn't matter of what denomination. And actually, that has been ongoing every single night in the Baha'i community in Ireland since the beginning of the lockdown. So, you know, many people approach us and say, please, can you pray for this or this person or that person who's unwell or having difficulties? And we would absolutely include them in our prayers and thoughts.
Very nice, yes. I think that ecumenical approach is really healthy, for everybody. And you mentioned your children are Baha'i. Are they Baha'i? Sorry, I didn't mean to assume that they are.
No. Well, at the moment, children, we give them some guidance. And, we don't make them become Baha'is or anything like that or they themselves can investigate the truth for themselves and have a think about it. And when they come to the age of maturity, they can decide whether or not they wish to become Baha'is. It's entirely down to the individual.
Right. Okay. I was just wondering, because my follow-on question then was how does this work in relation to school? Do they integrate well, and is there an issue? Or are they in an educate together school, or are they in a what is predominantly at the moment a Catholic schools? And how is that working out?
Yeah. No, they're in a regular school, and there is absolutely no problem whatsoever.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
Yes, they're completely accommodated, of course. My ex-partner, my ex-wife, is actually a Catholic, and we have a fantastic arrangement. We teach them both faiths, and hopefully, when they come to an age of maturity, they can decide for themselves.
Yeah, wonderful. And I suppose going back to the Baha'i faith, is it based on Christianity essentially then?
Well, no, not only Christianity. It's based on all of the previous. So it doesn't matter whether it's from Moses, the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
They carry forward the message that Jesus brought about love thy neighbor. And that absolutely is a fundamental as well. And, what Muhammad brought about creating education and a wonderful world of education and so that. But now the message is a greater message, as it were, for mankind now, where we have one world, but he is equal. We have this Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
But all people are equal.
Mm-hmm.
We fundamentally believe that everybody is equal, and going forward, that's hopefully, and we try to build a world with that in mind.
And Michael, does the Baha'i faith allow for future prophets to come, and we say further progress? Is that kind of built into the thinking where this is an evolving faith as such?
Well, God will send more messengers in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It won't happen in my lifetime.
Well, you don't know.
If you look back at history and the time scale, it's approximately every 1,000 years. I mean, it's not rigidly every 1,000 years, but it's approximately.
Mm.
So yes, in about another 1,000 years, the Baha'i faith is quite new. 1844 it was founded.
Okay.
So
150 years, is it?
I don't think I'll be around anyway.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. Okay, Michael, that's wonderful. It's very interesting to get an insight into the Baha'i faith community, because I've been hearing quite a lot about it, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. So it's really good to get an insight into a practitioner's perspective, we'll say. And
I'm an expert. I'm quite a new Baha'i.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still learning my way, and nobody's perfect.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And that's been very interesting, and especially learning about the persecution of the Baha'i faith in Iran, which I was not aware of either. So let's hope that the government continued to work on their behalf to ensure that everybody is allowed to practice whatever faith they want in freedom and express themselves as they wish.
Yeah, and have a just society.
Exactly, have a just society.
So, should any of your listeners wish
yes.
make inquiries or hear it, or find out some more, I can give you an email address or a website, www.bahai, that's bahai.ie. Very simple.
Okay, bahai.ie.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And there they can get more information if they want to contact people further or get in touch with their local branch.
Absolutely.
Or community. So yeah. Thank you so much for taking our call, Michael. That's been very interesting. Very nice a diversion from my perspective. And thank you for adding to the richness of our show.
Most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You
Cheers.
Too. And you were listening to Michael Van Beck, who is a member of the Baha'i Faith community, and we were speaking about the Baha'i community in Ireland. And you were listening to interviews with Dr. Rosari Griffin and guests, and this podcast can be listened back on CRY104FM.com.